ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। So I'm extremely happy to welcome you to Sri Mulika Kshetra, also known as Mulki, a very beautiful and very auspicious holy place. And one of the unique features of this temple is, this temple is like a township, it's not like a temple. It has got many circles, something like 7 circles. And we are at this moment sitting in the fourth circle, and there are 3 more circles inside. This circle is meant for Rath Yatras, which is daily. But when the yearly Rath Yatra takes place, that is in the most outer circle, where our car came. So that is thousands and lakhs of people are there that time. So that main Rath Yatra is once in a year on the day of the installation of this temple. That is called as Pratishtha Purnima, or in our language they say Pratishtha Punnava. It is on Datta Jayanti day, on Purnima of that Margashirsha Shuddha, that is Margashirsha Purnima. On that day this temple Narsingha Bhagavan was installed. But the temple is not only when Narsingha Bhagavan was installed. Temple was much before existing. Temple is something like 800 years old. And another feature of this temple is that all the puja sevites, all those who seva, those Brahmins, Gaud, Saraswata Brahmins, who are supposed to be worshipping the deity turn by turn, they all stay in the first circle here. You see these houses? These houses are all those Brahmanas' houses who are supposed to worship the deities turn by turn. Some are also outside the second circle also. And very uniquely, the person who tied these threads in your hand, he is that person in whose body Kala Bhairava enters. It's Nayak family. And Nayak family, around 250 years back, their ancestors, first time when Nayak family came here from Bhatkal, that family Kala Bhairava entered. And from that time onwards, every eldest son, the Kala Bhairava is entering. You can see that Brahmin is, even if you look at him, he'll feel so happy. He's so serene and so pure and so sweet he is. When he speaks our language, na, he's so loving and so sweet. So every time when I come, I don't forget to meet him. One time I went to his house also. And he told me a very unique thing. That your sampradaya, our sampradaya now, which I am attached to, and our caste sampradaya, that is our caste, Goswami, Sudhindra Tirtha, His Holiness, Swamiji Maharaj, he said, it is the same sampradaya. Brahma, Narada, Vyasadeva and Madhva. These are main four people, or the first four people. And from Madhva, then there are many acharyas. And in 2-3 after Madhva is Swamiji, Parampujya Rajendra Tirtha Swami Maharaj. And his disciples are all the acharyas of my caste sampradaya. And the other branch is our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sampradaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came after that. So before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rajendra Prasad, Rajendra Tirtha Swamiji was there. And then his followers, his disciplic succession, this temple has. And then afterwards, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they came, and then Prabhupada came in that sampradaya. So I was so happy to know this, that although I am not initiated in my own caste, right? I went to ISKCON, Gaudiya Sampradaya, and accepted initiation. And of course, I love my heritage and love my lineage of family. But I did not find in my childhood that kind of vigor and intensity and sincerity into our people who are following our Swamiji. You know, they were very worldly people, and they would only gather around Swamiji for getting some blessing for more money and more prosperity, and they would watch television and smoke bidis and all those things. So I was not very inspired. They would continue eating fish. So then I didn't feel much inspired, you know. That's why I was searching for it. And then I was, by the mercy of Gaurang Mahaprabhu, was introduced to Prabhupada's movement. And there I saw that everybody is very strict. No tea, no coffee, no onion, no garlic, no fish, no non-veg. Everything is offered. Chant Hare Krishna, initiation, temple worship, satsang regularly. Everything was so systematic. And to a scientific, educated person like me, I was looking for something which is concrete. Also, some of the questions which I had in my childhood were not answered by people around me. I was feeling that in our caste, no, all the Brahmins, excluding the Brahmins who are worshipping deities, they are called Bhats. All the Sarnams will be Bhats only. They are typically amongst all the Brahmins worshipping the deities. And they don't eat onion, garlic and tea, coffee and everything. But all the other Brahmins who are not deity worshippers, they eat fish. And whenever I would ask, why not chicken? Why not goat? So I also get a very funny answer, that because fish don't make sound, you can eat them. Other animals like chicken and goat, they make sound. No? They make their own sound. So you shouldn't eat them. So it was not a very convincing answer for me. And then because the seafood, no, like prawns and other things and crab, they also don't make sound. So you can eat them. So we were all eating sea products, no? But not earth products, like on earth, amphibians, like goats or anything.